This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Good afternoon. How are we doing today on this Tuesday? This is the Joe Gaither Show, and we're doing something a little bit newer. We're starting something a little new right here. We're going to have the Joe Gaither Show on Cowbell Country. You've heard us before with our friend Jacob Bain breaking down Mississippi State on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, but we are starting to get our shows on each individual website on the Walsh Writing Network, so we're really excited about that, and this will be our initial edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Cowbell Country. If you want to hear any of the segments that we have done in the past, you can find those on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, but that's exactly where you will go to subscribe to the Joe Gaither Show on Cowbell Country. You can also find the show on the Cowbell Country YouTube channel. We'll have that up for you pretty soon. And we're excited about our new little adventure. As always, we're checking in with our friend Jacob Bain. You can follow him on the Twitter machine at JacobBain10 and follow all his great work at Mississippi State on SI. We're trying to figure out what our names are all going to be. We'll get all that ironed out before the football season gets going. But first, we're going to hang out in the summer, chop it up with Jacob Bain. Jacob, how we doing today?
Doing good. Just trying to survive the heat.
Is it as hot in Starkville as it is in Tuscaloosa? Oh, my God. Hey, you can't go outside from 12 to 6.
Oh, it was yesterday. I went for a little walk on campus, and I came home dripping in sweat. It was hot.
Woo-hoo! Oh, part of the living in the South, but that's the sacrifice we make for good football.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to being in the press boxes here, get some air conditioning during the games. Ain't got to sit in the heat.
Air conditioning is one thing, but Jacob, I hear a rumor. I've never been to Starkville for a game. I'm looking forward to checking that off my list. I hear a rumor that the best ice cream in the SEC lives inside the Mississippi State press box.
Oh! If it's the kind that the university makes, I would definitely say so. The cookies and cream is really good. They got a little store here on campus, and I go by there sometimes to get some. It's always good.
Well, apparently that's in the service rotation for the football game. So get your walks in now before the season because you might be loading up on some ice cream for the home games.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm looking forward to football season. It's getting closer and closer, and I'm ready for it.
Absolutely. We are all ready for it, and we're hanging out right here on Cowbell Country with Jacob Bain, getting ready for the 2024 season. We've already, in previous episodes, broken down spring practice. We've broken down game by game by game what we think Mississippi State will do. We will probably redo that again in the future, but not for a while. We want to let some more information come out. But, Jacob, let's start with recent news with Mississippi State. And a piece that you wrote on Mississippi State on SI, you can read it at Cowbell Corner, soon to be Cowbell Country, I believe, maybe not. You've written an opinion piece posted today. Jeff Lebby, you can type it into your Google if you want to read along with us. Jeff Lebby has changed the recruiting culture at Mississippi State. So we're going to take that headline and we're going to read through your piece a little bit. And we want to talk about maybe why you feel like the recruiting culture has changed in Starkville.
That sounds good to me. It's been a busy couple weeks, and I just thought it was timely to write an opinion piece on that since they picked up, 14 commits in the past 2 weekends?
Yeah, I'm looking at 24/7 Sports, and I'm seeing 14 commits in the entire month of June. And now, of course, the recruiting dead period started yesterday, so all the coaches get a little bit of a break and get ready to start preparing for fall camp.
What has changed in Starkville? How has the culture shifted? You look at the recruiting rankings, you see them at number 25 right now. And you and I just looked kind of the last 3 years. They're at 35, 34, 31. So you're already, with 6 months to go in the cycle, ahead of where Mississippi State has been over the last 3 years. What's changed in Starkville?
I think it's just I think you saw it with Leach and Arnett, and I think they just kind of I think they just recruited, but they didn't really have a love for recruiting. I feel like schools like Georgia and Ole Miss as of late have really been successful recruiting just because their coaches are nonstop, just especially in the portal, nonstop trying to improve their team. And I feel like State the past few years has just been content with playing with guys that have been on the roster the past couple years. And I feel like Lebby, he didn't necessarily have to get any more receivers or running backs because he had talent in both those rooms, but he added guys to the transfer portal to make this team better this upcoming year. And for the high school ranks, I think it's just more in the whole staff, because while fans might think it's silly, which it could be silly, recruits like graphics, they like videos, they like video, they like photo shoots and stuff like that. And I feel like Lebby has put a more heavy emphasis on that, and then they take them out of the field. I wish I could shout them out, but some Instagram accounts let players take over, and they got the field painted as if a game's going on that day for official visits. And that's just something you didn't see under Leach and Arnett. And so I feel like the recruiting culture's changed, because I feel like Lebby is just – I feel like he really enjoys recruiting and understands what young kids want to see when they come on an official visit.
Well, I think that's really important. I mean, I'm with you. I think a lot of maybe the older fan base thinks, oh, why do you have, you know, nice cars, or why do you have these photo shoots? You know, you see it every single place that you go in college football. The players put on the uniforms, and they do these, you know, smoke-filled, laser show-filled, you know, photo shoots, and they look great. Some of them with props, with guitars or sledgehammers, or, you know, different props. What is it about Mississippi State that maybe you think is unique to Mississippi State for these recruiting visits? Are they bringing Bully into the photo shoots, or is there an aspect of these recruiting weekends that you think is maybe setting Mississippi State apart from the years past?
I think there's just more of a hands-on approach. I mean, I think, like, on them Instagram stories I was telling you about, they got a whole carnival set up inside the stadium, got food trucks in there, bouncy houses for the recruits, like, I guess their siblings or whatever, but I think it's just more of a, whole staff as a whole just puts a heavy emphasis on the little to small details, like photo shoots and stuff like that. Because, I mean, like you said, the older crowd might not quite understand it, and I don't necessarily understand it at times, but it obviously plays a factor. Because, I mean, and in Mississippi State, you got to stand out a little bit, cause especially with guys like with Kayla Cunningham, who we'll talk about later. When you can go to Alabama, go to LSU, and they have got nicer facilities, more of a proven track record to win national titles and big games. But what sets Mississippi State apart, I guess, is the culture of a family culture. They try to promote that, and Lebby's going all in to make sure all the little details are lined up, so the recruits feel special when they come to campus instead of just feeling like every other place they go to, because Mississippi State doesn't always have the success that places like Auburn, LSU, Mississippi, and Alabama do.
Well, let's talk about a couple of these guys who have committed this month. Really, two catch my eye as you're looking at the four-star recruits. Furzell Shepherd out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Goodness gracious, right out of LSU's backyard. Rated as the 18th best receiver in the class. And I want to hear your opinion also about Mario Nash Jr., interior offensive lineman out of DeKalb, Mississippi. So you get one guy from in-state and one guy right out of Louisiana, right out of LSU's backyard. Two four-star prospects. What stands out, maybe, and if you don't want to talk about them, about the any of these 14 guys who have committed this month?
I'll start with Shepherd. I think he's listed about 6'1", 180 pounds. I watched a little bit of his film. And with all the receivers and running backs that have committed so far, it's clear Lebby's put a big emphasis on speed. He wants guys to be fast, which is part of his offense, getting guys in space with speed. I think Shepherd fits that mold. I don't know if LSU is pursuing him very hard, but State fans, I think, have PTSD because Malik Nabers was committed to Mississippi State, flipped LSU on signing day back a few years ago. So I would say it's all to proceed with caution with Louisiana kids, because I feel like Louisiana kids, more than anywhere else, if LSU wants them, LSU will get them. And Mario Nash, he was on campus last year for a summer camp. I think Florida State was his first big offer, and he had really not burst onto the scene yet. So, but he was at camp, and I think he was probably about 260 pounds then, but he had really impressive footwork, and you could tell the talent was there. He was just a little thin, which is fine, because I would rather a guy have to put on some weight than have to lose weight. But he had good footwork, and he was strong for his size and really stood out at that camp as a rising junior. And I think he got a state offer then, and now he's a four-star and a really big pickup for State. I think everybody in the country wants him. He visited Clemson earlier this month. He visited Ole Miss, LSU. It's a really big get for State to get him in the boat early in the class. And one other guy is the quarterback, but Kamario Taylor. He was the lead 11. He did well there. I think he's from Knoxville. He's right up the road from State, and I think he's going to be really good, because he could end up being a five-star when it's all said and done. So I really like him. And Tyshawn Willis, I think, is the other four-star defensive end from Velma Jackson. And he plays 1A football, but when you look at the film, he does what you should need to do against 1A competition, which is absolutely dominating.
What did you see about Kamario Taylor and his performance at Elite 11?
It's State didn't really have a rich quarterback history, but it's rare to get a quarterback as talented as him in the state. And there's another one, Deuce Knight, committed to the Notre Dame, who's really good as well. So I think Kamario, just, you know, he look at him, he has an SEC quarterback body. He's 6'4", 215 pounds. He's got a big arm. And I think State fans just decided for him because it's rare State signs a prospect that's just as highly touted as him and has all the measurables. Chris Parsons was at the Elite 11 a couple years ago, but he's a smaller guy. Not discrediting him, but looking at Kamario, 6'4", 215 pounds with a big arm, it looks a little different than somebody who's kind of smaller. And he's an in-state kid, which always helps.
All right, so you got, what, seven or so months until the December signing date, and really that has almost replaced the February signing date. What can Jeff Lebby, or what will be the emphasis for the entire staff, what can Mississippi State do to close this cycle strongly?
Caleb Cunningham, obviously, right up the road, five-star receiver. I think Lebby is going to do everything in his power to get him to start, well, just because he's obviously really talented, but I think Lebby just wants to pull a big win at receiver, get a five-star receiver. And last spring, I think it was a basketball game. He was playing basketball, really good at basketball, and I think the entire coaching staff was there at his basketball game. So they're clearly going all in on him. And a couple other guys, Tyler Lockhart, he's committed to Auburn. He plays at Winona, which is a really good place for State to get prospects. His older brother, TJ Lockhart, is on campus now at State. He signed last year. They got another linebacker, Fred Clark, who's at State now. And I think State's making a play to push him, and I think he would be a huge part of the class. And another guy is Cortez Thomas. He's a four-star safety from Holmes County Central, which is another place where State's dominated getting players. You got Terrence Hibbler, Kamari Rogers, Corey Ellington. That's three players from that high school. And I'm sure it's like this everywhere, but I've noticed Mississippi, there are certain schools that have really good prospects that you can pencil them in to Ole Miss, and you can pencil them in to Mississippi State. Raleigh is a place that gets a lot of Ole Miss players, or Ole Miss gets a lot of players from Raleigh. Mississippi State gets a lot of players from Tupelo, Holmes County, places like that. So I think there's a few guys they could really work on all, like I said, Bockhart, Thomas, and Kevin Otis from Hattiesburg is another one he visited this past weekend. And State really needs to add some dynamic defensive linemen, because that's an area of concern right now. But I think they're trending well with him.
All right, so let's talk about Caleb Cunningham, because he's a name that basically every SEC school has been familiar with, because he's flirted heavily with almost every SEC school. There's a lot of talk. Obviously, you just hit, he's from, what, 20, 30 minutes outside of Starkville. He's been to Mississippi State a handful of times on unofficial visits. And correct me, but I read that he hasn't taken an official visit to Starkville. It seems like he's playing Ole Miss, he's playing Mississippi State, he's playing Florida, Auburn, Alabama, the who's who in the SEC. He seems to be pitting each and every one of them against them. What's your read on Caleb Cunningham? Is he really in play for Mississippi State, for the Bulldogs, or is he just kind of using the hometown team to maybe get some more NIL from other universities?
I really do think State's in play for him. He's a five-star, and State hadn't signed a five-star since 2019, Charles Cross. So it's rare for State to get a five-star. It's rare for the state of Mississippi to get a five-star, let alone a five-star receiver. But I think State's pretty very much in the game for him, and I think if he chose to go to an in-state school, it would be State. I think it's either State. I think it's either Mississippi State or he goes out of state somewhere. But I think he's definitely not a play for State. He said, I think he was quoted maybe in the spring, he was real close to committing to Lebby in the program, but he decided not to, to hold off on that. And I don't know him personally, but I feel like he just kind of says, he gets caught up in the moment and just kind of says, you know, this is my number one school. It seems like every place he's officially visited, Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, he all says they're number one. But He hasn't officially visited Starkville yet, but he's all the time up here on unofficial visits or practices, especially in the spring. But I think State's going to try to get the last official visit closer to signing day to kind of get that official visit boost right before signing day to see if they can get him. But if I had to say, he'd either go out of state, and if he stays in state, I think it'll be for Mississippi State.
All right, so I'm looking at his profile on 24/7 Sports, and you've got eight predictions. Yeah. Eight predictions for Mississippi State, six predictions for Alabama, seven predictions for Ole Miss, and it's just like none of these guys, and all due respect to them, they're working very hard in the recruiting business following these recruits, but none of these guys know what he's going to do.
Yeah, it's very unpredictable. I feel like State was the kind of the consensus favorite going into the summer, but now he's taking these official visits and he's saying this, he's saying that. But I think the guys who put the crystal ball for State are just kind of sticking to their guns. They think that he will end up at State no matter what he says on these official visits. And I kind of lean the same way. He's a Mississippi kid, 30 minutes up the road, and I think Lebby is not desperate, but I think Lebby is going to really put a full court press on him to try to get a commitment, because I think he wants the notoriety and the talent, obviously, that comes with a five-star receiver.
Oh, man, if he was able to get a five-star in his very first class, I think it would be huge for Jeff Lebby and for the forward momentum for the Bulldogs. We want to talk about a little news today. You're a video game fan?
Oh, I can't wait for college football to come out. I've been playing NCAA 14 the past 5 years on a PS3.
Oh, gosh. Well, you got to upgrade to PS5 to get the game, because it's not going to be – that's an aggravation for me, because I'm not going to be buying a PS5. I'm on the 4, and I'm perfectly fine with it. So I will miss out on this game, EA Sports College Football 25. But there is news today, as they're trying to tease you and trying to get you excited for it. They released the top 25 toughest places to play. And boom, right there at 25, Davis Wade Stadium, right there, Mississippi State. What'd you think? Is that way too low for Mississippi State? I mean, you got the cowbells and you've got pandemonium. What do you think about the number 25 ranking for Mississippi State as far as toughest places to play in college football?
I think it's right. I don't think it's too low. I couldn't see it being much higher, but I feel like State, the atmosphere has kind of lost its luster. Because COVID, obviously, it hampered everybody's attendance. But then you had the leech era, and that kind of abruptly ended in the Arnett. I feel like fans really just haven't had a chance to show out yet. I feel like under Mullen, when I was a younger kid going to games. I felt like every game was packed, and especially at night. And I feel like State's still a really good atmosphere. I just feel like the stands haven't been as full the past couple years, one reason or another. And I feel like going forward with Lebby, because he's generated a lot of excitement on the recruiting trail, maybe State can get back to that top 25. But I think 25 is pretty good, and they're in pretty good. They're in pretty good company.
All right, and so we look at the schedule, the Mississippi State football schedule, and what, two episodes ago with you, and you can find that on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, and we'll readdress this soon on our new platform here. But two episodes ago, we went game by game by game through the Mississippi State schedule, and we talked about the challenges, and look, the road schedule is not easy. But we used the new information from EA Sports College Football 25, and we readdressed the road schedule. You've got a trip to Texas, which comes in at number 19 on their list. You've got a trip to Georgia. Samford Stadium comes in at number 5 on their list. And I think the most underrated, the most underrated stadium, Tennessee, comes in at number 13 on this list. They should be up in the top 5, in my opinion. But really, what do you think about the three difficult road trips, just as far as atmosphere goes, not just the team on the field, but atmosphere goes? How can maybe Jeff Lebby keep his team tuning out the noise in order to play well in these challenging environments?
Oh, it's going to be tough. I think I said it before. This is the toughest road schedule I've ever seen for State. I mean, not only the atmosphere is great, I'm going to Tennessee this year. Me and my friend are going to Tennessee this year. Looking forward to it. But I know that's a great atmosphere. Alabama a few years ago, where when they beat them, it kind of opened my eyes to how great it was. And then there's Georgia and Texas. You know, on any year, going to Tennessee, Georgia, and Texas is hard. But it makes it even harder when Texas and Georgia are top 5 teams, and Tennessee will probably be a top 10 team. So playing those teams anytime on the road is going to be tough, but it's even tougher that they're going to be really good. And I don't think fans will expect to win those games, because I don't think they should expect to win those games, because they're going to be tough. But I think one way Lebby can kind of rally the troops and kind of get fans behind a moral win, if there is one, is putting up some points in those games. You know, don't go out there to Georgia and lose 42-3. Don't go out to Texas and lose 35-0. You know, put up some points. If you can put up 20 points or 17 points at Georgia, I think fans will be happy. But it's a brutal road schedule. And Ole Miss is not even on there, which Ole Miss is not really comparable in terms of atmosphere to those places, but they're going to be really good this year as well.
Ole Miss, the wine and cheese crowd. Nah, they don't belong.
No, I've been there a couple times, and I wouldn't say it's a top 25 atmosphere, but it's always tough to play the Egg Bowl on the road. But State's won the last Egg Bowl win was on the road, and every time it seems like every time they blow out Ole Miss, it's an Oxford.
All right, so we've been hanging out with Jacob Bain, and he is our lead writer on Cowbell Corner / Cowbell Country. You can find it just by searching Mississippi State on SI. It'll be your first thing that pops up on the Google machine. We're going to get out of here, but we're going to tease next week. Jacob, one thing I'm working on is my own determination of the top 16, you know, the quarterbacks in the SEC, 1 through 16. Who's number 1, who's 16, and where they all fall. Mississippi State has a brand-new quarterback in Blake Shepin. So you're going to be thinking about this for us. Where are you going to be ranking Blake Shepin? Is he number 1 with Quinn Ewers? Is he number 16 with, maybe the Vanderbilt quarterback? We'll find out next week where you think Blake Shepin stacks up with the rest of the quarterbacks in the SEC. Tell us, as we get out of here, what you're working on this week for Mississippi State as we close out the month of June.
I think I'm going to sometime this week I'm going to do – I kind of went into it kind of like not really too deep into it, more so talked about the Lebby and his recruiting efforts. But I think I'm going to do a big article about who's committed, you know, who stands out as some of the best, and who are more the, you know, project guys who need to develop a little bit. And I think I'm going to mention something about how he's putting a heavy emphasis on speed with the receivers and running backs as well. So I think I'm going to do something like that, and maybe baseball transfer portal, something like that. But I don't – there ain't much news about that right now.
How can we live in a world where Tennessee is the national champion. Just, I mean, congratulations, Tennessee. We stay objective. Great for you guys. But we need to fast forward next year to baseball real quick.
Well, the rumors are true. They won't be too happy if Vitello leaves for Texas, which is – that would be – I would say it would be a good thing for State, but Texas coming into the SEC now, they'll have to play him anyway. But I don't know if what's going to happen. That's just something I've heard, either him or Schlossnagel from A&M.
Well, we'll see what happens with Mississippi State recruiting on the recruiting trail, and we'll always keep up with Mississippi State baseball right there on Cowbell Corner. We're going to get out of here with Jacob Bain. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is the inaugural episode of the Joe Gaither Show on Cowbell Country. We're going to iron out the name with our friend Chris Walsh as he works with the higher-ups to make sure that we're all in compliance. But we appreciate everybody listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon. You might have watched us on the Cowbell Country YouTube channel. And we're going to keep this thing rolling. Go to Cowbell Country, go to Mississippi State on SI, and read Jacob Bain's piece, Opinion. Jeff Levy has changed the recruiting culture at Mississippi State. Make sure you follow him at JacobBain10. Thanks for your time, Jacob. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. See you. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for this edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Cowbell Country. We appreciate everybody joining us, as we just said, and we'll be back for another episode next week right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Cowbell Country.